This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
It's a famous George Carlin comedy routine where he talks about stuff and how much stuff we have and how we have to get a house for all our stuff. Then we have to take care of the stuff because we want to get more stuff. Anyway, the more stuff you have, the more stuff you have to take care of. In this case, Sofia Coppola investigates the amassing of the amalgamation of stuff in her journey to create the most films about existential modern life she possibly can. In this case, it's inspired by actual events. It's about a bunch of teenagers who start hanging out in celebrities' houses because they Google them and find that they're not home anymore. Googling is a verb, by the way. And by tracking them this way, they just find out who's filming a movie or who's going on to a party at someone's house or a fashion show, and then when they're not there, they just sort of walk in the front door. And apparently this really happened. So we've got Emma Watson, fresh from Harry Potter land, and she's coming around to this American sensibility, which is, I think, inspired by the wags of Britain, the soccer wives, who sort of had this sort of nouveau riche sensibility of really, like, gargantuanly epic colors and things. And so it's really just a fashion movie about collecting stuff. And it makes sense that Sofia Coppola would be the one telling the story because she grew up in the Coppola household. She kind of was born with a silver spoon, and she had to grow up and find her way amongst a bunch of statuettes of stuff and Napa vineyards and New York City flats and San Francisco, whatnot. So she's a perfect candidate. We've got Paris Hilton and the Kardashian sort of way of life celebrated here, and you have a group of millennials who grew up seeing people who are famous for really nothing more than being born into wealth or releasing a sex tape. So how do they emulate that? Well, they do something noteworthy and sexy themselves, which is basically to just walk into houses and take stuff and put stuff on, and really it's a celebration of stuff and opulence and excess. And there is a sensibility here, a sort of an attitudinal relation to the world which people will recognize, and it's the disaffected youth or the affected youth. Whether they're affected or disaffected is for, I guess, for the audience to decide, but really it captures a generation very well.